Listening Library presents Flowers in the Gutter, the true story of the Edelweiss pirates, teenagers who resisted the Nazis, by K.R. Gatty. Read for you by Natasha Sodek. Notes on sources. This is a work of nonfiction, which means everything is true. The dialogue and descriptions of events are taken from the memoirs written by Jean Jülich, Fritz Teilen, and Gertrud Koch, née Kühlem, the Gestapo archives, and oral histories with surviving Edelweiss pirates and their family members, mostly done in the early 2000s, but some done as early as the 1970s. Even though this is nonfiction, real truth is hard to come by, especially during times of war and trauma. A memory can be as faulty as the archival records of the Gestapo. For example, Gertrud Mucki Koch writes in her memoir and says in interviews that she spent 9 months at the Brauweiler prison from the winter of 1942 into 1943, but the Gestapo records say that she was only there for 19 days. It doesn't mean that she is lying, intentionally or unintentionally. Being in prison is traumatic, and what she went through most certainly left her with post-traumatic stress. The Gestapo records are also biased. We know that confessions were coerced, either by physically beating prisoners or by psychologically tormenting them with promises of release or threats against family members. The Gestapo had a particular worldview that they were trying to prove with each report, arrest, and interrogation. I tried to verify the memories of people present with a Gestapo record and have indicated where there are discrepancies.